From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. With a winter storm picking up in the New York metropolitan area, New York's performing arts institutions have decided the shows will not go on. Jeff London reports.
Once the city announced that roads would be closed to all but emergency vehicles after 11 p.m., a spate of cancellations were announced. The Broadway League said tonight's shows were canceled. Carnegie Hall canceled concerts in all three of its halls, and the Metropolitan Opera canceled the premiere of its new production of Iolanta and Bluebeard's Castle. With 2 feet of snow or more predicted, announcements will be made in the morning as to whether any shows will give performances Tuesday evening. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
Most major airlines are not charging change fees to travelers affected by the snowstorm pelting the Northeast. More than 6,000 flights have been canceled so far. More than 2,000 others have been delayed. A former CIA official has been convicted of sharing classified information with a New York Times reporter. NPR's Kerry Johnson says Jeffrey Sterling now faces many years in prison.
A jury in Alexandria, Virginia, found the former CIA employee guilty of 9 criminal charges. Prosecutors say Jeffrey Sterling shared secrets with a New York Times reporter because he was disgruntled over his treatment by the agency. The prosecution languished for years while the Justice Department fought to subpoena the reporter, James Risen. But ultimately, he never testified, and the government built its case around circumstantial evidence, including phone records. Defense lawyers argued congressional staffers were the real source of the leak. Outside experts predict an appeal. Kerry Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
The White House was briefly locked down early this morning after a small drone crashed into the complex. According to officials, the pilotless aircraft, around 2 feet in diameter, crashed to the ground near the executive mansion shortly after 3 a.m. Neither the president nor the first lady were home. Both were in New Delhi, India. Secret Service officials say a government employee was flying the drone at low altitude and claims he lost control of it, accidentally breaching the secure perimeter. According to the Congressional Budget Office, the federal deficit is expected to shrink this year to its lowest level since President Obama took office. CBO Director Douglas Elmendorf says it's expected the deficit will be $468 billion for the budget year that ends in September, a trend he thinks is likely to continue for several more years.
Increases in consumer spending, business investment, and residential investment will drive the economic expansion this year and over the next few years.
As a share of the economy, the CBO said it expects the deficit will be slightly below the average of the past 50 years. Stocks bounced around today between small gains and losses, but ended modestly higher. The Dow gained 6 points to 17,678. The Nasdaq was up 13 points. The Standard & Poor's 500 rose 5 points today to close at 2,057. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. The Obama administration is announcing what it's calling a historic shift in the way it makes Medicare payments to doctors and hospitals. Health and Human Services Secretary Sylvia Borel announcing today the goal of the program is to reward quality care, not just sheer volume of care. Burwell set a goal of tying 50% of payments under traditional Medicare to new models of care by the end of 2018. Hollywood's Academy Award nominations are designed to reward motion picture excellence, but they also have a more practical effect, providing a boost at the box office. NPR's Bob Mondello says that's especially true this year.
In the 10 days since the Oscar nominations were announced, the 8 Best Picture nominees have together earned more at the box office than they earned before the nominations, something no Best Picture slate has done in more than 3 decades. Selma doubled its take, and The Imitation Game got a substantial boost, but it was the surprise success of American Sniper, which leapt from 4 screens to 3,700 screens the day after the nominations, that accounted for what is now the biggest Oscar bump in percentage terms ever. Bob Mondello, NPR News.
Defense attorneys representing the Utah woman accused of killing 6 of her newborn infants and storing their bodies in her garage now say they're hoping to work out a plea deal in the case. As a result, a hearing today for 39-year-old Megan Huntsman was put on hold. Huntsman faces 6 counts of murder. The infants' bodies were found by the woman's estranged husband while he was cleaning out the garage in April. Police have alleged Huntsman was addicted to methamphetamine when she carried out the killings over a roughly 10-year period of time. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.